From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is Shem's birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday to our cheesecake, to our pork tart,
wow,
to our gentle Jesus.
Oh, my. How you feeling today?
What's the other one? Hold on, I'm missing one. Cheesecake. Pork tart. What's the other one?
Cookie burger.
Cookie burger. Yeah,
there it is.
To our cookie burger.
I'm good. I feel good. I feel really, really good. I'm excited. It's a blessing to have to get a little older. And I'm 38 today. I'm happy to say.
38.
Yeah, hey. 38 years old today. Yeah.
If you would like to text Shem or text the show, 925-555.
Yes,
show some love,
please,
to our cheesecake, who we love. Show some love by calling in as well, 416-870-8888.
Thanks, guys.
Shem, singer on the show, writes a lot of the tracks, especially the recaps that you hear,
mm-hmm,
on the Roz and Mocha Show. Wrote his own song, but altered his voice, thinking that we would not know it was you, Shem.
Oh, that's...
What?
Bro.
Creative, also sad.
Like, yo, man.
Oh, no.
I know. I know when I hear a Shem song.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when it's been altered for you to make it sound like it's not you.
It's true.
My birthday is all day. Get anything I want. Yay, yay. Walk in the entrance. I'm so important. My special day. My day. My day.
On the internet,
never sounded better.
You can't hide from
us. You sound great. Yeah,
sounds like kid that goes LeBron James.
Stop trying to deflect, Shem.
Still
we
sad
know that's
though.
You.
I don't even know how Shem's walking. I was watching. I saw you. There was some social media clip where like somebody's just feeding you an excessive amount of food for some reason.
Oh yes, for quesada. Shout
is
out
that
to
what that is?
Quesada. Yeah, yeah.
I saw. Then there was another one too where you're eating like a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all for quesada.
No, I get that, mm-hmm, but like normally when you do those commercials, like you don't actually have to eat the whole thing.
Well, I take my job seriously.
Jesus.
Also, leave a man alone. It's his birthday.
No,
eat
I get
you
it,
want, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying you got to save some appetite for the big day.
Huh. Especially if you're going to be spending the day singing songs like this.
My birthday is all day. Get anything I want. Yay, yay. Walk in the entrance. I'm so important. My special day.
Never sounded better, Shem.
My day. This might actually be your best song.
Oh, God, that's...
Listen to that.
I'm
know, bro.
You, I don't mind it.
My birthday.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, man's like Shem celebrating his birthday today. Bye. Happy birthday, Shem Shem.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Feel free to shoot a text at 925-555 in celebration of Shem's birthday. David Morey hit the streets to talk to the peoples.
Oh, no.
To talk to some of your peoples, Shem.
Oh,
you're
going to
be so into this.
Oh, I'm scared.
If this does not scream out Shem and what he is all about, I don't know what does.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kobe. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Okay, we're celebrating. I didn't answer you. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good as well. Thank you.
All right, we're celebrating Shem's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Shem.
Do you go to church?
Yes, I do, actually.
Take me to church for Shem.
Take the shackles off his feet so he can dance.
Hey,
Shem wants to praise him.
Hey.
Shem wants to praise him. Take the shackles off his feet so he can dance. Shem wants to praise him.
Hey.
Shem wants to praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Praise be Shem. Happy birthday, man.
Shem, happy birthday, Shem.
Are you willing to take us to church right now and sing a brand new churchy, religious-y in the tune of church.
What?
Amazing Sham, how great thy Sham, how sweet to be Sham. Happy birthday, Sham.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Okay, why you keep looking at the picture of Sham? We're celebrating his birthday, but you keep looking down at my picture of Sham.
Oh my God, is that him right there? Oh, you look so good.
Can I get you to do us a favor? Can you take us to church to celebrate Shem's birthday? We're all going to church, and you're going to take us there, sing a little bit of a church song for Shem today.
Oh, Shem, happy birthday. Oh, Shem, it's your birthday. Oh, Shem, let's celebrate you like no ever has done for you.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Amen. Praise be you.
Ah, thank you.
Are you ready to take us to church for Shem?
Praise be to God. Let's go.
All right. Right. Give us what you got.
Shem, it's your birthday. Glory be to God. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday.
We're celebrating Shem's birthday.
Bless your new age. I'm glad you're turning plus one today. So it's wonderful to know that. Yeah.
So to celebrate Shem, get us on our knees for Shem.
The Lord is your shepherd, Shem, and you shall not want. Happy birthday, Shem. I wish you the very best. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Shem.
Will you regale us with a song and get us on our knees and on our feet?
Now today is another day that God gave us to bless you, Shem, on your birthday. May he bless you and treasure you in every single way.
Oh, man, right?
Happy birthday to you and bless you on the Roz and Mocha Show. Oh, Shem. Amen. God bless you.
Wow. I've never felt more blessed.
Happy birthday, Shem.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, David, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. Oh, my goodness.
How you doing,
you
bro?
You guys have just made my day.
Oh, you make our day by listening.
You guys for God knows how many years right now.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say this before. I know I don't have enough time, but you guys rock. Solidly rock. You make me laugh, and I roll over my on the floor every time I listen to you guys. I wake up with you guys, and I just, like, keep listening to you guys. You guys make the best of everything in my life. So thank you so very much, Rosa Marker. Today's Shem's birthday, and I thought I should just call him and wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
To him because he's always singing to people. So I want to sing.
Oh, go for it, David. Anytime you're ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shemmy boy. Happy birthday to you.
Yo, come on. Hey. Come on. My God.
Oh, big up, David.
The riffs and everything?
Appreciate you, man.
That's you, brother.
Yo. Also, new nickname alert.
I like that.
Shemmy boy.
I love that, man. That was so nice. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, brother. And keep doing the great work. I appreciate you all, Maria, Mocha, Roz, and of course, damn it, Mark.
There we go.
You guys are amazing. You make the world go round.
You're the best, David. Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Actually, could I ask you the question?
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Let me see. Mocha and Mocha, Roz, Mocha. I'll go with Roz. But I love you, Mocha.
Wow. See, I wasn't going to ask because I don't want to take away from Shem's birthday, you know?
I don't mind taking away from Shem's birthday. That's what I do best.
You guys, Roz, thank you so much for being a part of our lives. I appreciate you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The birthday celebration for Shem continues as we got a bunch of voice notes from fans, including one lady, Shem, who was hitting on you so hard in February for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
love her.
Right? Just so hard. She's just trying to get your attention, bro. You did not want to be her Valentine. But here are all the voice notes we got. There's some familiar voices here for you as well, Shem. By the way, if you want to text 925-555 before we get to that, happy birthday, Shemmy Boy Cheesecake. Love Matthew and Jacob. Happy birthday, Shemroy. Wishing you many, many more from Patrice. Happy birthday, Shem. We share a birthday from Kim.
Oh, happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Shimmy. Shemmy, sorry. Hope you're having cheesecake today. Are you having cheesecake?
I absolutely will.
There we what go. Kind?
Absolutely
what
cherry.
Oh,
cherry cheesecake for sure.
Classic. Yeah. All right. Unreal. Here's the voice notes, bro.
Hi, Shemmy. This is Mom. Just wanted to wish you all the very best on this year's birthday. Continued health, happiness, and prosperity. Love you always.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Happy birthday, Shem. It's Jolene, and I hope that you are having the most amazing birthday ever because you deserve it. You are one of the most kind-hearted, compassionate, caring people I have ever had the privilege of meeting. The Roz and Mocha Show would not be the same without you. We love you, and please don't ever stop being yourself.
Will you be my Valentine?
Happy birthday, my Shemini, aka Cheesecake. You know, I love that beautiful singing voice. Happy birthday, love, and don't let the shortcake keep you down, okay?
Yo. Happy birthday, Shem. You are an amazing and wickedly talented person. Your comments when you guys are conversing are the absolute best. I hope you have a wonderful day.
This is Aruna from Oakville. We want to wish Shem a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shamrock.
We love aww hearing your songs in the morning. Thank you for making our mornings every morning.
Hey, Shem, this is Steve. Just wishing you a happy birthday. You've given me great advice in the past. You're so generous with your time, and I think that's something we all appreciate about you.
Happy birthday, Shem. It's your friend Renata and my daughter,
Julia.
We love you. And we even named our hamster after you.
Wow. Will you be my Valentine?
This is Tina from Thornhill. Just wanted to say that I wish Shemmy, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a very happy birthday.
Hi, Shemroy. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Dad.
This is Dad wishing you a happy birthday and for always being a source of laughter and joy to our home.
Thanks.
As a parent, however,
uh-oh,
I want to urge you to desist from taunting Mocha.
Wait, what?
Mocha is such a sweet guy.
Thanks, me.
And more so,
yeah,
I share a common heritage with his parents.
That's right, big up Guyana.
Therefore, if you wish to have a fight,
speak
I suggest that you pick on someone your own size.
Wow. Oh, there
yo,
we go.
Pop.
Happy birthday, son. Love you.
Wow.
Yo, I,
wow.
Well, that part was...
See, on my side of yours.
That wasn't necessary, Pops. Appreciate you, though. Like,
that was an unusual birthday message from a parent, I would say.
It sounds like he's mad at you.
I
could be
say,
wrong.
Are we beefing? Like,
I don't know. But also, what about your girl, bro?
Will you be my Valentine?
Oh,
who want to be my Valentine?
You know, there are people who really believe that girl.
Who want to be my Valentine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, I want to play this clip of Jack Black on Amy Poehler's podcast. Shem, your community is expanding. I've been seeing so many people lately coming out and talking about sleep apnea and the CPAP machine and everything else. Your community is expanding. You're getting some heavy hitters out there talking about this stuff publicly.
Oh, really thought we were going in a different direction.
This is
Jack Black.
By the way, such a jerk.
Wow. Comments from Shem's community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
These might be your best readers you've ever done, Maury.
Fair point, everybody. Well received. Oh, hold on. We have one more.
Stop.
Wow. Is there one more comment? Oh, we have one more comment. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Wow.
Got it. All valid.
Wow.
Here's Jack Black.
Are you a snorer? Do you snore?
I do. I have a CPAP machine.
Dude, so do I.
Come on. CPAP team, unite.
CPAP!
Oh, love it. Let me tell you something.
Let's talk about our CPAP machines.
My CPAP machine was a game changer.
Changed my life.
And now, I can't sleep without it.
Never want to.
Well, I can take a nap, like I took a nap at SNL.
Yeah.
But to do that, I have to go kind of like Elephant Man, where I get so many pillows that I'm almost sitting up. But it's the only way, because if I lay down flat, I might die. I don't know.
Facts.
I wake up with like horrible like headaches and nightmares.
And the
like,
driest
wake
mouth.
Up before you die nightmare.
I put mine in a movie in Wine Country. I used my CPAP.
Oh, nice.
Because I wanted to make sure I never got laid again.
I mean, some people have the Darth Vader kink. They want that mask.
Why?
Mask on? Mask off.
Mask off.
Your choice, babe.
Your choice, babe. Air coming in, air coming out. Mouth tape? No. Butt tape? Yes.
Wow.
Tape oh my gosh.
Wow. Those are your people, Shem.
Those are your people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those are your people.
No butt tape here.
Do the masks come in different sizes or like a one size fits all?
No, they definitely come in different
they
sizes.
Do,
yeah.
Huh?
And then like some are more Darth Vader like, others just sort of cover your nose.
Yeah. Do you put like stickers on them and stuff like that to sort of jazz it up a bit or no?
You mean to like
you don't you decorate know. It?
No.
Like bedazzle?
No, I don't bedazzle don't, my
interesting.
My lifesaver.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. What would you put on yours?
I don't know, like stickers and stuff. Yeah, something
so
like
look
that.
Look at that. You just added Shem to the CPAP gang.
Wow.
Yeah. What color is it?
Gray and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standard. Oh, do they come in different colors?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What options did you have?
I had a light blue option, but I figured that might get dirty. So, you know, I wanted to keep it.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't sort of come up with technology where you can take selfies with it.
Yeah, like something, right?
Like you like within the device?
Oh, hold on,
itself?
Yeah. Listen, the breathing's changing, guys.
Uh-oh.
Wake up,
Shem. Shem, wake up. Shem, wake up.
This is don't leave us.
Wake up.
Shem, don't leave
Shem,
us.
Shem, wake up.
This breathing is giving me anxiety.
Shem, wake up. Cheesecake, we need you, buddy.
I hate this show.
Don't leave.
Don't give up on us now.
Shem.
Don't you dare give up on us now.
Somebody just said that.
We need you.
That's not the right light.
Please read a text.
Yes.
There's a new nickname alert. Someone said Shem should change his nickname from Cheesecake to Sea Poppy.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yo, add it to the list.
That is terrible.
Add it to the list. Shem, don't leave. Don't leave, buddy. Hold on. Oh, listen.
I hate this show.
Listen.
He's back, guys.
Oh, he's alive.
It's starting to regulate.
Thank God. We almost lost you there for a second.
Oh,
Shem.
Buddy. So
I'm right here. Like,
I know. Weird. See, you can't sleep, and you talk in your sleep. That's a terrible life to live.
I never said I talked in my sleep. Oh.
What happens if you sleepwalk and you have a CPAP machine?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So both Mr. Beast and Rick Ross have chimed in on the question as to whether 100 grown men could beat one gorilla.
Yo, that stupid thing took off over the weekend, huh?
200 million views on that one question.
Incredible.
My favorite comment was from somebody who said, me and the homies are going to fight that gorilla, but wearing suits to make the funerals easier. So that was the question. Could 100 people beat one gorilla in a fight? And Mr. Beast said, need 100 men to test this. Any volunteers? They caught up with Rick Ross.
The biggest boss.
Who had this to say.
I know right now everyone's talking about 100 men versus a gorilla challenge that they're talking about. I know, it's kind of weird. I mean, do you think 100 men even stand a chance?
Like, I know they would.
What?
I got a homie I named Shaka Zulu right now, straight from Africa. He might 101 take the gorilla. Then I got G.I. Joe to back him up.
Come on now.
So they asked ChatGPT about it. And they say that an adult male silverback gorilla weighs between 300 and 500 pounds, is incredibly strong. Estimates suggest that a gorilla could be 4 to 9 times stronger than a trained human male. Their upper body strength is immense. They can tear down trees and bend iron bars while in captivity. They said victory is possible, however, only through overwhelming numbers, sheer courage, and sacrifice. The scenario that they had, because the reality is this, if you have 100 people and one gorilla, let's say you're in a gymnasium, okay? Like, you're not in an open field where there's infinite space and the gorilla can go up a tree and stuff. Let's say you're in a big gymnasium, right?
Okay.
So you got the gorilla in the middle and you got 100 men surrounding the gorilla. even if they were to all sort of swarm, that circle that you're going to be able to build around a gorilla, yes, it will be deep, but there's only going to be about six guys maybe in the actual vicinity perimeter around a gorilla at any one time. Mm-hmm. And that gorilla would just start ripping people's heads off. Mm-hmm. And in non-fantasy land, when you're the third guy in line to fight the gorilla and you get hit in the head with a head, right? Like you're not sticking around.
That's been severed from the body.
Right? Like you're not sticking around. So when they say immense courage, you would have to be willing to sacrifice. And the only scenario that they could come up with is if you could somehow manage to coordinate the 100 men to swarm and pile on. So basically, you got guys running and they sacrifice themselves, and then the guys behind those jump and jump and jump. And then your only way of victory is if you put 100 men on top of a gorilla and tired the gorilla out.
Good luck.
Yes. But then what do? You're not breaking a gorilla. You're not choking out a gorilla.
Your arms aren't big. You don't have that kind of, you know how wide your wingspan has to be in order to wrap your entire, both your arms around a gorilla's neck and squeeze so hard?
So a 100-man pylon is, they said, the only way to then maybe tire the gorilla out enough. But you have to think that the gorilla, if on the bottom of that giant pile of men, he's just going to start eating and tearing and breaking.
Yes.
Right? Like
100 men are going to enter that gymnasium, not 100 are leaving.
No.
That's food for the gorilla.
It's sport, right?
Yes.
So I think that the thing that they don't factor into this is that, yes, the gorilla would be afraid because it would be surrounded, but the men would be even more afraid.
Yes.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
Who
would distract the gorilla?
With a
pretty woman?
No, there's nothing to distract the gorilla, right? There's nothing. You're not going to distract. It's terrified,
like,
and it's just going to
play something on the TV. Like, it's just put a big screen or something.
No, it's just going to start destroying. Like in a room with no other thing in that room except for 100 men and a gorilla, there's only one way to win. Other than that, the gorillas, just like, it may take him all day.
Oh, you just call Rick Ross's homies, Shaka Zulu,
right?
G.I. Joe.
Rick Ross is very confident.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This could 100 men beat up one gorilla argument is still like going wild online. So that was the question. Could 100 grown men beat up one gorilla, or would the one silverback gorilla destroy 100 grown men? And everybody has done all these theories, and people have been putting them into AI gaming models, mm-hmm. where they're doing simulations of one gorilla fighting off 100 men. And now even those are controversial, because in a lot of those, the scale of the gorilla is like really, really huge. Mm. Like people think gorillas are giants and they're not, right? Yeah, but they're not. So now everybody's going after the AI models. But I was really curious about this because Rolling Stone magazine got in on this and they brought in a primatologist
to get the
primatologist's take on whether 100 men could beat up one silverback gorilla. And this is what the primatologist said. He called the premise entirely unrealistic. He says, while adult male gorillas can weigh over 400 pounds are estimated to be 4 to 10 times stronger than humans, they are in fact gentle giants who would avoid this conflict whenever possible. Thanks for the contribution. Play along.
Yeah.
Don't do the interview then.
Yeah. You know what this is all about.
Yes.
We need a answer.
Thank you.
You were the guy that was going to like end all of this now.
Yeah. That's what it was. He would avoid it.
He just wants a hug.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Then don't do the interview with Rolling Stone. If that's all you're going to say,
like Harambe didn't die for this,
man. I was so pumped. I started reading the article and I was like, come on. And then when you skim through the rest of the article, I'm like, where's the rest of it?
Uh-huh.
Right. Nothing. Gentle giant.
Stupid.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play you this real quick. I love this guy. A guy named Don Pettit. Pettit is NASA's oldest active duty astronaut, and he has returned to Earth after spending more than 7 months in space, telling reporters how he feels despite
turning 70 years old during his mission.
It makes me feel like I'm 30 years old again. And you know, you sleep in your bed, you wake up in the morning, your shoulder, it's like that, this neck is stiffened, and all that kind of stuff heals up because you're sleepy, you're just floating. And your body, all these little aches and pains and everything heal up, and you feel like you're 30 years old again.
Maybe that's what I need. I need to go to space to get a good night's sleep where I don't wake up all crunchy.
Mm.
Right?
But then when you come back to Earth,
I know.
The gravity and everything.
I know. That's what I couldn't.
Like, your bones will break immediately.
I know. I couldn't deal with that. My posture would be all out of whack because I'm just not, I wouldn't be used to holding up this big giant head of mine. Mm-hmm. Right? And then as soon as I get back down to Earth and gravity hits me, I realize how much it weighs and I'm like a brand new baby.
Yeah.
Or just like flopping all over the place. Yeah. But maybe that's the key, though, because he was saying, you know, like he's 70
years old.
But when you're up there, he says you feel 30.
He must have, right? Like, incredible health. Because for NASA to allow somebody of that age to be up in space for 7 months?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure this guy's in dynamite shape.
And he was there by himself?
No. I think they're up there. There's always, like a couple Russians and other guys from other crews up on the International Space Station. But anyway, that is NASA's oldest active duty astronaut, Don Pettit.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I was just listening to this Sarah Michelle Gellar clip. I'm all over Sarah Michelle Gellar lately because she's...
What's she doing again?
Well, she's filming the sequel to my favorite movie, which is Ready or Not.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she was doing an interview. You have the clip over there. I want to play this.
Yeah.
You have the clip over there because she's been with Freddie Prinze Jr. forever, right?
Uh-huh.
Love Freddie Prinze Jr. There was one year...
So nice.
There was one year years ago... where I watched, I think it's called Summer Catch. Was that the baseball movie that Freddie Prinze Jr. did?
I
think so. I probably watched it like 8 times over a weekend.
Really?
Yeah, we had one of those.
Did you like it that much?
No, we had one of those satellite dishes years ago. Remember when people had satellite dishes?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like kind of like a gray area, right? This is the early 2000s, okay?
You're right about the movie, by the way.
Come at me, bro. Thank you. Summer Catch, right?
Yeah, bro, it's been so long. Like, nobody's going to come after
okay,
you.
Okay, come at me. But anyway, so it was the first time I'd ever really experienced, like unlimited everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a channel that just played Lord of the Rings 24 hours a day. It was like a free movie channel. There was a channel that played something else 24 hours a day. And there was a channel that played Summer Catch 24 hours a day.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why Summer Catch, but it just happened to be there. And it was weird because when I turned the TV on, it would just always default on the satellite. It wasn't a perfect tech, right? It would just always default to the Summer Catch
channel. It knew
channel.
You loved.
Yeah. And then so I spent like a whole weekend. I probably watched the movie 8 times and I really, really fell in love with it.
Uh-huh.
And I found that even years later, if it popped up, like if I was on an airplane and it was in like the classic section, I would watch Summer Catch.
Nostalgia hits.
I loved it. I loved it so much. So I love Freddie Prinze Jr.
How
I love Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Have these two been married now?
I think like 20-something 22 years. 22
wow,
years.
Good for them. Wow.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was talking to, she was doing an interview and they asked her, cause everybody wants to know, hey Sarah, what's the key to a successful marriage? And here's what she had to say.
How many years have y'all been married? Sorry that Dr. put you on
the
spot.
No, it's okay. And I only know this because somebody said it yesterday. I want to say 22 or 23.
22 or 23.
Yes.
What's the secret?
We separate just said that.
Yes.
Separate bathrooms.
Oh. Separate bathrooms.
That's it? It's that simple?
It's that simple.
See, I was thinking it was like the Lucy and Ricky thing where you both have like twin beds.
Yeah.
And then when y'all want to get together, you push your beds together. And when you want to be apart, just push your beds apart.
I have not thought of that.
That sounds like a genius idea.
Do you have separate bathrooms?
We do.
You do?
The only reason why is because when I get up in the morning,
yeah,
Jenna's a very light sleeper.
Gotcha.
So any bit of noise wakes her up.
Right.
So I found when I was getting ready in the bathroom that's in our bedroom,
mm-hmm.
when I would leave, she's like wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
So in our spare bedroom, there's a bathroom there. So during the week, I just use that.
But what about when everybody's up? Do you still have your bathroom and she has her bathroom?
Yeah, because my stuff's in there now, like during the week.
All your stuff's in
there. And it's easier like on the weekends when we're out doing, like when we got to get ready to do stuff.
Right.
Like we can both like get ready at the exact same time.
But for you, it's not about the fact that you can't share that kind of space together.
No.
Because I think that's what she's saying.
Oh,
is that there needs to be a boy bathroom and there needs to be a girl bathroom.
Hmm.
Right?
I could see why.
Right. I would like to use the Dammits as an example of two separate bathrooms for a successful relationship, but I don't know if that's a great example.
We've been together 17 years.
17
Yeah, but more But damn it, Matthew.
We have a separate everything.
Has forced you, separate lives, has forced you to use the guest bathroom.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
First of all, you shouldn't have a guest bathroom when you only have two.
Well, it's not, it's my bathroom.
It's your bathroom. It's not the guest bathroom.
And Matthew, when he leaves, he closes his bathroom door. And if he comes home at lunch and it's open because I needed a roll of toilet paper, he'll be like, excuse me, go in here?
Does he do that thing where he puts like a piece of tape and a soup can on the top of the door?
Probably like a little pin.
Yeah, to just make sure that you don't go sneaking around his bathroom. Maria, do your parents have separate bathrooms?
No.
They do not?
No.
Is there ever drama between them?
No.
Nothing.
Just like not in terms of like the space, but if my mom's running late, like my dad's always like, we have to be on time. But that's it. Like that would be the only getting ready drama late and my dad's always sitting there in the living room waiting.
You gotta figure it out.
I always remember my parents, if they were going to argue about the bathroom in the morning of the getting ready kind of thing, the only thing that I ever remember the argument being around is that if my mom had to go in and do the process of makeup, right? Like you want to look your best. You go in there with best intentions to look your best, put your best face on for the day. Mm-hmm. She would get wildly mad at my dad had he gone in right before she went in to get pretty if he went in and did a number two.
You're going to see the same thing in my house.
What?
Same thing growing up for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, people get yelled at for not spraying.
Well, I can understand that. You're doing your makeup and all you're smelling is that.
Yes, because you're going in being like, okay, here we go, my routine.
Yeah.
Right?
And maybe that's part of your routine. Right?
It shouldn't be, though.
But you can never smell your own, so you don't know it's bad.
I think that's why my mom used to wear so much perfume, though.
Oh.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me read this story to you guys that I found. I don't know if you saw what happened in Chicago. On the streets?
On the streets of Chicago?
Bro, I'm from the streets, so I keep my ear to
it. You do. You know what's going on. The syndicate, right?
In all aspects.
I know.
Right?
I know.
You think I carry a knife around with me just in case something goes down? Got to be well protected.
You need those for opening boxes, please. God,
man. I want to see the guy who writes that newsletter.
Where are you?
Sorry.
In an unexpected turn of events on a busy Chicago street, a Brinks armored truck accidentally spilled an estimated $300,000 in cash, creating a chaotic scene as nearly 100 people rushed to scoop up the loose bills. According to witnesses, the back door of the truck swung open while it was moving, sending bundles of cash flying across the road. Within seconds, bystanders, drivers, and even nearby shop workers abandoned their activities to join the frantic scramble.
Don't they put money in bags?
I don't know. I think sometimes it's just like wrapped maybe, but how does that happen?
No, they should be in bags. You know how they come out, they're in the bag. Maury's right.
Videos from the scene show people grabbing fistfuls of cash, stuffing it into their pockets, jackets, and bags. Chicago police arrived minutes later to secure the area, but much of the money had already disappeared.
Like a movie.
Authorities urged anyone who collected cash to return it immediately, warning that keeping the money could lead to criminal charges such as theft of lost or mislaid
property. Could also lead to new televisions.
Can they track the money? They can track the money, can't they?
How are you going to do that,
though?
You spend it on, I don't know, gum.
The guy at the store?
Once it goes back to the bank, they'll know that serial number is from the truck.
What do you mean, once it goes back to the bank?
I assume there's serial numbers on money for a reason.
Yeah, but Maury, if I walked in with a stolen 20, right, and I bought gum, right, and I gave the guy the 20, and then you walked in right after me and bought chips and you only had 100, right, and then he gave you change with my stolen 20. What, you're the crook now?
So are you saying that if we steal money, we'll never get caught?
I'm saying the act of stealing it is criminal.
We are saying that. So go ahead.
Yeah, you would get caught.
Yeah, do you, bro.
Yeah, go for it, Maura. Go for it.
I'll report back.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, Maria. Maury's going to be driving around the city looking for every single Brinks truck out there.
Maury would be one of those guys that if an ATM... Yeah, you remember the glitches in the ATMs where everybody thought that they could make $40,000, right? Like, Maury would be that guy.
Oh, totally.
He would.
The money would be gone in an instant.
Oh, and it would be gone. And he would have to repay it all back, and it would end his marriage. All of this stuff.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. If a Brinks truck opened up in front of me and money sort of blowing out of the back, first of all, I would think it was a setup.
Thank you.
Like some sort of sting.
Yeah. Remember that show, What Would You Do?
What Would You Do?
Yes.
See? As you're bent over picking up all that money, John Quinones pops out of the back of that Brinks and be like,
yo,
Yo, just so you know, all this is fake. Yep. We got cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Cleaning, not stealing. Cleaning.
Cleaning, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I don't know if you saw it, but Ed Sheeran did this really awesome photo dump. So he had to go through all of his old stuff because there's like a lawsuit that he's involved in right now. I guess somebody's suing him for one of his songs or whatever.
Again?
Yeah. Or maybe this had already happened. But he found a phone from 2015 that had a ton of pictures on it.
Okay.
That he hadn't seen since like 2015. And it's all pictures of him with like Taylor Swift from 2015.
Oh, wow.
Like all his other like pop star
friends.
Yeah. I think Harry Styles.
To promote a new song called My Old iPhone.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
But like he found this phone. And I guess that one of the pictures was, I don't know why, but Taylor Swift gave Ed Sheeran in 2015 a jar of jam. And she wrote on the label, "Yo, Ed, I'm really happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish. But this is the best jam of all time."
Wow!
Right? And that was 20. That was 2015.
I like that.
Right?
Damn,
so now everybody's like, "Oh, the diss for the Kanye diss." We're like, "It's 10 years old." But anyway, I'll take it because she didn't really say much at the time. Mocha played me a Kanye song this morning where he literally, the hook of the song is Heil Hitler. Did you hear this?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
I can't even make, it makes no sense to make an edit and play it.
No. I don't want to. I'm not saying that.
That's ridiculous.
But he has people in, around, he recorded this.
From what I could see in the footage, there were six other people in that room.
So there's people in the room all working on this track together. Am I right?
And it's five of five of those six were bouncing along, dancing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so wild to me.
One of the guys is Drake's boy, top five.
Right. It's so wild to me. Who sits in that room and is like, yo, I'll help you with this, Kanye?
People making money.
Is it, though? Is it even making money?
Yes, man. That's who it is.
I don't think people are making money off this.
Oh, Kanye.
No, why would they be there?
I think Maury's right. I think Kanye's probably paying them cash.
There is no clout with Kanye.
I think that Kanye is probably paying them cash, but they're not making money off the track.
No, I meant
who's streaming that track?
Nobody.
But yeah, no, Kanye's paying them out of pocket, right?
This is more just about
the Kanye organization.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm tired of Kanye West. All things Kanye West.
I just don't get who does even if you're even if you've known Kanye for a long time, you're like, God, I remember the good times and. There's a good person in there somewhere. He's just sort of lost his way, or he's off his meds, or he's upset, and he's going through his kids and the thing with Kim. All this, even if you have that, and then he's like, "Yo, you want to come over and lay down this track with me? It's called Heil Hitler. It's going to be really awesome." You don't who says yes? I'll be right over.
I'll be right over.
Get in the booth.
From what I could see in the video, six people.
But who the hell does that?
Yes.
Who does that?
I know.
Who? How much? How in deep, or how much do you owe him, or how much are you
clout chasing,
or how much clout chasing do you to do that? That's crazy.
Also hurt the reputation of all those people in the studio because they're going to say made a song about Hitler,
but they don't care. That's the whole thing. They don't care.
Only don't one care. Out of the six guys I could see in that video had his face covered in a full mask,
bro.
Yeah, a full you can't see his face.
Yeah,
this is a black mask, and he's wearing a hat on top of that, and he's dressing all black. So, at least that guy's safe, and he didn't say anything.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yes. Welcome to it. Here we are. If you're a fan of the show Sullivan's Crossing, it airs Sunday nights at 7 on CTV. Starring Chad Michael Murray and them abs.
And you see them in every episode.
Do you really? You got it, right? Because he's not 22 anymore.
How old is he? Mid-30s?
How old's Chad Michael Murray?
Chad Michael Murray's 43.
Yeah, he's 43.
What?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
When you're Chad Michael Murray and you still got the Chad Michael Murrays, you show him.
You have to. Even if it's not in the script, he's like, guys, I'm going to take my shirt off.
Yes, work it in.
So David Morey had a chance to sit down with Abs, Michael Murray, and his co-star, Morgan Cohan, who plays Maggie on the show.
It's a good show.
Season 3, by the way, Sullivan's Crossing, Sundays, 7 on CTV.
When you're filming the show, you're living it, you're part of it, every scene. Then when it premieres, do you still you know, gather the family, get your popcorn and watch it just like a viewer? Can you watch without being like critical?
Without being critical? No, that's impossible. It's completely impossible not be critical. Do I tune in? I got three kids. They're not going to sit there and watch. We did, however.
Can't you say, like, okay, you'll get dessert if you watch Daddy?
That's a good... How come I've never thought... Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, well, because that sounds like someone who has kids. You're like, I got an idea. I miss that. I could bribe them. But, you know, so far, they really just don't care what Dad does. So they're like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, you're Chad Michael Murray. They use all three names, too, which is like, so it feels so funny. It's hysterical.
That's so disrespectful, though, when so your kids say that
your
to you.
Kids don't all three names.
Yeah, because they're just trolling you, right?
I do that to my dad.
Your kids don't. What is it? What do you call your dad?
Frank J. Sherman.
Oh, Frank J. Sherman. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I don't remember. Who was Chad Michael Murray in Freaky Friday? I don't remember him in that movie, in the original.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know his character, but he's in it.
In the Lindsay Lohan one?
Yeah,
of course.
So he's in the new one, right, that comes out this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Maury asked him about it.
Everyone's dying to know about the new Freaky Friday movie, and I know that you're so tight-lipped, but to all the freaky fans out there, what can you share to let us know that it'll be worth the wait, and we are going to enjoy it, and it's going to be awesome?
I'll say this. As a fan of cinema, I'm with, like, everyone else out there. I hate when people do a reboot or a sequel to something and they just do it for the sake of doing it. This does not feel like that. I saw it.
Oh, wow.
It's good. It's so good. So just get ready. Like, it serves everybody. It feels like a standalone. It's got so much original content that is going to blow your mind. And yet there's still the nostalgia for all of us who were there for the first one and grew up with the first one. It's just a lot of fun. And by the way, like, Jamie, she's a powerhouse, and the amount of energy that she brought. Get ready.
Wow.
It's done, and you've already seen it?
I've seen it. August 8th in theaters. Well,
obviously, he said so. This is Chad Michael Murray, by the way, with Dammit Maury.
Apparently, they really, really tried to get Jodie Foster to do Freaky Friday. Like, and they offered everything.
And she said no.
Yeah, which would have just been. But yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she's just done with it.
She was a little kid. She was the kid in the original one,
she
right?
She just, like, doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
I guess it would have been cool, though.
I want to end with this. This is Dammit Maury talking to Abs Michael Murray, season 3 of Sullivan's Crossing, Sundays at 7 on CTV. So you're going to hear Chad Michael Murray and his co-star, Morgan Cohan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get into a discussion about dishwashers. And for people who don't know, Dammit Maury's husband, Dammit Matthew, is a publicist and was in the room. He's the publicist for this show and was in the room when this discussion happened. And I could only imagine what was going through his mind during this, because I'm sure all he wanted to do was yell at Maury in the moment.
All right, so both of you guys, Chad and Morgan, who has the messier trailer on set, and what's one weird or unexpected thing we'd find if we snooped inside each of your trailers?
Mine would be messier if we're doing the crew gifts, because I always organize it and put it all together, so then it all ends up in my trailer, and Chad goes, yeah, great, I'll send you the money.
It just would have gotten sloppy if I got more involved, to be honest with you. I did some packing. That's about it.
Called weaponized incompetence, for everyone wondering.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, yes. Wow. Jeez.
True story. Doing the dishes at home. We have a new dishwasher that for the life of me, I cannot figure out how you get the bowls in the damn thing. It doesn't have a bowl holder. And I cannot figure it out for the life of me. And so my wife, she has to do it. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I will clean them all. I will hand wash them gladly.
Can I ask you a question? So speaking of dishwasher, when you're loading the dishwasher, do you have to clean all the peanut butter off a spoon or a knife? Or do you put it in if there's even a little bit of peanut butter? Because my husband gets angry at me if I leave a tiny bit of peanut butter on it.
So he's in there inspecting? He goes through the dishes and inspects everything first?
Yep.
And Matthew's standing right there.
All right. This sounds like a great conversation. And I want to see this go down. I'm excited.
So what happened, Maury? Matthew's standing right there.
When you have to do these things with Matthew, where he's the publicist, in that room, is he Matthew the publicist and your husband? Like, no. Do people know?
No. So, like, he's, you know, I have to keep a professional. So when he comes downstairs to meet me or whatever, he'll, like, hi, Maury, welcome.
Okay, does he shake your hand at least?
Shakes my hand. He'll sign me in.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
No, he does not.
Yeah, he's like, welcome. I'm Matthew. And
he introduces himself.
He'll bring me in and he'll be like, hi, everyone. Okay, this is Maury. Have a seat. Like, we have to keep it so separate.
Does he do that thing where he looks at you and then at the clipboard, this is Maury? Does he do that? Does he go that far?
Hasn't gone that far yet.
Big thank you to Chad Michael Murray and Morgan Cohan. Season 3 of Sullivan's Crossing, Sundays, 7 p.m. on CTV.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Jets over the Blues last night, 5-3. Winnipeg's leading that series 3-2. Mm-hmm. Florida beat the Lightning to take that series 4-1. So whoever wins between the Leafs and the Senators, we know that they're going to be playing the Panthers and the Capitals over the Canadiens to take the series 4-1. They won the game 4-1. LeBron,
when's Edmonton playing? Today, I think.
Tonight? Tomorrow?
Sorry, you said the Jets?
No, Edmonton. When's the next Edmonton game? Oilers. When is that?
I hope they lose. No offense, but I hope they lose.
I think it's...
Man. My kid really wants... My kid is a huge Connor McDavid fan.
It's today, 10 o'clock.
And you want them to
game
lose?
Game 6.
Yeah. Secretly. I'll never say that to Cruz.
Yeah. No. Can't do that.
No.
LA Lakers bounced out of the first round by Minnesota. 103-96.
Damn, dude.
LeBron James.
And LeBron James, once again, this is like a habit of his. After every playoff loss, he sits in front of the media and they ask him how long he's going to do this for, and he's always undecided. Will this time be any different?
How many more years will we see you play?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Come on, Bron.
Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play.
Self, how much longer do I keep making money?
I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So, let me see.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.